real news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Senate Democrats appear united against the budget plan approved by House Republicans. They're pushing for a one-month extension of government funding, saying the GOP bill gives in too much to President Trump's demands. Hours after tariffs and retaliatory tariffs kicked in, Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting with his counterparts from Canada and the EU at a summit in Canada. As the Department of Education layoffs continue, former Education Secretary John King Jr. says students will be hurt.
The truth is that 90% of the decisions that are made about K-12 education are made at the state and local level. And the role of the department historically has been to protect civil rights, to make sure that students with disabilities aren't discriminated against, to make sure that students aren't discriminated against based on race or gender.
He says improvement in the department is needed, but not the way it's being done. The EPA is looking to roll back dozens of environmental regulations, including rules limiting vehicle emissions and air pollution. This is ABC News. Former Department of Education employees are speaking out after the agency laid off more than 1,300 workers this week, many of them working on student loans and financial aid. Here's ABC's Dave Packer.
1,300 people who thought they had secure government jobs finding themselves suddenly unemployed. The human cost of DOGE. Among them, Joseph Murphy, a longtime management and data analyst whose DOE job was terminated.
Not done anything else for a long, long time, and I'm 56 years old.
Finding himself
suddenly belched out into a job market that has been, at the very same time, severely constricted and also completely flooded.
Saying he doesn't disagree that the federal government needed some restructuring.
But how you do it really matters.
Dave Packer, ABC News.
Vermont and Maryland, the latest states reporting cases of the measles. Oklahoma also reporting two new cases. Texas, the epicenter of this winter's outbreak. Hundreds of people there have gotten sick. Two have died, most of them unvaccinated. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down and get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, WGBW.fm.
Big Ten tournament action today. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, men's college basketball. The Wisconsin Badgers in Indianapolis for the Big Ten tournament. They take on the Northwestern Wildcats, who beat Minnesota yesterday 72-64 to advance to today's round. Head coach Greg Gard asked if he spent much time breaking down why his team lost at home last weekend to Penn State.
I probably have dissected it deeper and more intensely and harder than anybody else, just because I knew it wasn't one right now we needed to spend a lot of time on as a team. I did, because I wanted to really dissect the issues.
In New York, the Marquette Golden Eagles against Xavier today in the Big East tournament at Madison Square Garden. NFL free agency Packers center Josh Myers leaving Green Bay, signing a one-year deal with the New York Jets. Running back A.J. Dillon, who missed last season with a neck injury, signing a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Dolly Parton told Oprah Winfrey that she thought she would be a great mother. Parton elaborated, saying she and her recently deceased husband, Carl Thomas Dean, ultimately decided not to have kids because Parton wanted the freedom to pursue her career and be a mother to all children. That is so Dolly Parton. Parton said at one point they even had a name picked out if they had a girl, but decided against it. I'm guessing it was Dolly Jr.? Billy Joel is putting his health before his tour. The 75-year-old music icon has wisely chosen to postpone working the road so he can rehab after a recent medical procedure. Joel's camp says he will take 4 months away from performing to get his health back. Joel expects to make a full recovery and will resume his tour in Pittsburgh on July 5th of this year. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabo, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We are tracking a storm system that could bring showers, even a few thunder showers, late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Rain and eventually some rain changing to snow by Sunday. It's going to be windy too. But for now, sunshine today, 58 tomorrow. We'll get to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Everyone is Irish for a week in one Northeast Wisconsin city. I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Terry Barr. All the blarney as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day on the next new Wisco weekend.
Saturday mornings at 8, Sundays at 11 on WGBW and WISS. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Headphones are touchy down here. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to you. Not a bad looking Thursday. High of 40, but I have to be honest with you.
We're in Oshkosh. We drove down here this morning, and it was not raining, which was nice.
No, but you know what else was nice? Two things that were nice. The lights were on Butamore.
That's true, they were.
That helped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it's the first time I saw that sign.
I did miss my first exit.
Did you?
Oh, I did. It come. You know what the problem is? They've got
close?
A sign. Yeah.
They are.
It's like it's, and I miss it. And I actually thought, okay, can I still swerve over? And I thought, no, I'll just go. But I did miss my exit again.
Their warning signs are like, not warning signs, but whatever. Oshkosh 28 miles, Oshkosh 10, but then that's it.
I know.
It's like,
I know.
And then there's one that says Oshkosh, next 5 exits. Yeah, there is one because I see it every day on the way home. So.
Oh.
It's so easy to get here. You get off on 76.
No, that was, I called Todd twice.
Yeah, twice.
Well, Lisa gave it. I put it in my GPS thing this time.
Oh, I'm doing that.
It's kind of confusing down.
It is.
But here's the other deal, though. I just got to say this. It would have been a lot easier because my circadian rhythms are off.
Right.
Because the time, look how it looks like midnight out there.
I know.
It looks like midnight.
Although, getting lost downtown, I saw a lot. I went to the Grand, went to the arena. There's just no traffic down
there. I went by Colfer Arena. I forgot how nice Colfer Arena is, where UW Oshkosh plays.
Yeah, right. Absolutely.
Yeah, so I'm getting to see a lot of this
little tour.
Absolutely.
Anyway, we got here on time. Todd liked that. So.
Oh, I was at Vintage Rose at 4:30 this morning.
You got to tell this story because that stuff looks absolutely incredible.
Tell me what it is again, Todd. We actually looked at the cover just to make sure.
Apple cinnamon strudel.
It's phenomenal. Oh, wow. You're going to bring some to your mom.
Yeah, I will.
It is so delicious. It's incredible. Vintage Rose. I can't say enough good things about
place.
Those people and that place. Yeah.
I was actually talking with somebody who's looking at joining our team yesterday.
Yeah.
And I said, you want to talk about the type of people we like to deal with? Go see Adam. Go see Kim. Go see Rose.
Yeah.
Those are the people that we just love it, you know?
Absolutely. Right off Shuring Road, actually Mid Valley Road. You take the Shuring exit, then Mid Valley Road right to the west.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Yeah. That's a great place. Great lunch.
Great. Yeah. But the apple cinnamon strudel is phenomenal. We got a big, big box of it right here. Hope you folks can stop in and get some of that. It's
we
one
don't
of those
need
places.
It.
So literally don't go there because I stopped there yesterday to kind of order something for today. And I gotta be honest with you. Don't go there hungry.
I know, right?
Because you're looking at that case, and it's like, you know when you're that kid and your mom gave you a nickel? And
their display case is great.
What do I take? Yeah. How do I spend this wisely?
Right.
You almost stock up for the week. I'm just going to say, you're like, oh, I'll get this for today. I'll get that salad for then.
Right.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And every time I've been there, there's been different things in that case. So it's not like every day.
No, they change it up. Those restaurants are just great because they're so unique. They change things, and their customer service is second.
What would you call that? Is it a bakery?
It's a bakery and sandwich shop.
That's where they go by bakery and sandwich shop. Okay.
Yep.
It's not for dinner. There's no, you know what I mean? It's just, what do they close at 2?
No, I think something like that. Yeah.
It's great. So, yeah. Good for them. Anyway, that was fun. Thank you for bringing that. That's good.
Yeah, no problem.
We'll dive into that.
You got to have some.
Oh, I will. Right. Absolutely.
Like I said, that's not leaving Oshkosh.
We don't need to take
you
that.
You guys are tearing into that.
I'll leave that for Lisa.
You know what that'd be phenomenal with, though? Would be like, at camp, when you do the big eggs and the bacon and the sausage or whatever. Yeah. Having that along with it to kind of soak up the eggs and the yolk and everything, wouldn't that be delicious?
I think, Jim, you'll probably agree with me. Warm it up just a little bit and put some ice cream with it.
Oh, my God. That'd be unbelievable.
If I had a bell here, ding, ding, ding.
Who's back at the station, Conrad?
Conrad,
ring the bell. Come on, Conrad.
But
put down your golf simulator game on your phone and ring the bell.
Doesn't fit the diet.
We just got a text if you want to read it out on your screen there, Johnny.
So what John is saying is he needs a place with food as a landmark to find the studio.
There you That's go. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wish I could say no, but yeah. I'm terrible direction-wise. I'm horrific. I don't know why. You know, when I'm at a hotel, inevitably, when I step out, even though I've been to my room, when I step out of that elevator, I'm almost like a little discombobulated, like, which way do I go?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that crazy?
No, it's not. I think people, a lot of people they can't find their way, but then you just got to find a landmark. Like this
That's
guy
what I
said,
mean.
You got to find a restaurant. Like this McDonald's I stopped at.
Yeah.
What time that opens?
24 hours.
Oh,
really?
Yep.
Hey, I went there. I was just how impressed I was. The guy that waited on me was a high school kid.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. He's probably got to go to work, go to school.
Was it a TV article? I saw it on a computer or whatever. I hate seeing the internet. That's an old guy saying, isn't it?
It is. On a computer.
Is that an old guy? What do I say? It's not on my phone. Somebody did a story, I don't know if it was newspaper or TV, probably TV, about the Blackstone. But it's the only 24-hour restaurant left in Green Bay.
I saw that story.
Oh.
100 years in the stories that come out of that place. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the stories that come out of there.
I remember some of Chuck Cecil.
Right.
Remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
That could be a live broadcast. That's the only 20.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Isn't Denny's 24 hours
Denny's, I thought that, I don't know if Country Kitchen's still around, but I thought they really leaned into that 24-hour stuff. They don't, huh?
I don't think. I mean, that's
I know
the
that there's no grocery
was.
Stores that aren't 24 hours anymore because of COVID.
Were there ever?
Oh, sure. Festival is 24 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Boy, I'm glad I didn't know that at bar time.
Was not so much that.
I think they feel the same way by now.
I want a bag of shrimp.
But at, I don't know, if you don't sleep through the night, that's a great time to shop. It was. But anyway, now it's 6 o'clock. They open up. So.
Got text here. Mayor of Door County to the Eagles. Terry. Talk to me more about that, Terry. So it means Door County.
Well, we were talking about it. Who's going to the Eagles?
Oh, I was thinking it was because I got about the basketball games. Well, I was thinking about, I thought you meant Southern Door basketball.
No.
They're Eagles.
Yeah.
Aren't they the Eagles, Southern Door?
I don't know. But the mayor of Door County is the Green Bay Packer.
AJ Dillon.
Yeah, who's going to the
Eagles.
Oh, he did.
Yeah. Can't blame
him. I thought at that party we were at that no matter what, they're committed to Green Bay.
They are. The Packers weren't as committed to him. I mean, I hate to say it, but that's the bottom line.
So he's going to the Eagles.
Yeah, okay, I'll be honest here. Once a running back gets those neck injuries, it can be tough from there on out.
But what a team.
Super Bowl champs. And,
and they think they're picked pretty high again.
Yeah, who's he going to be blocking for, Saquon Barkley. Yeah, that ain't a bad landing spot. That's pretty amazing. And Josh Myers moving on as well.
Yeah,
that was to be expected. He lived in our building right above our studio.
He was on a show a number of times.
Oh. You know what's the best thing about him leaving? Two things. Or not leaving. I don't mean that. Josh Myers, one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. He waited on the show. And everything. No, I'm just saying that. Two of the best things about him having lived there right above our studio. The crutches that he left that Todd gave me.
Right.
Thank God he did that.
But it was just so funny. When I looked at him at one day, when I moved him in the closet or whatever,
the like where you would put your arm under your armpit was above at my head. Todd, so Todd had to try to adjust those for me.
I went all the way down.
Didn't know they would go down. Yeah. Oh man. And then the other thing, he left he had a cooler in his thing or his freezer, and he left a bunch of tenderloins. And I got
really?
Them. Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
So that you just went up there and got them, or somebody
the
got
them?
The
manager of the place said, hey, we got to get rid of these. He doesn't want to take them. I'll take them. Mm. They were nice.
She didn't call me. Yeah, that's great.
Just saying.
Good. Well, I think she understands Mino and is right. needy of that stuff. Jim, you could handle that yourself.
A step Maybe. Away from your place, Jim. I'm not even joking, though. I'm not even joking about this, and I'm not saying this in a bad way. Your people have zero complaints about what they get fed. You talk about a homeless shelter, and I'm always expecting like Campbell soup, chicken noodle soup, and some, you know, Ritz crackers. That catfish was amazing. That chicken your guy was, you have an actual chef. It's not just whatever.
Oh, well, actually, he did the pork chops
and
made last
soup
night.
And the, yeah. and the, I mean, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a chef.
Well, a lot of that stuff is volunteered, but he helps the people.
But
when he oversees it to make sure we're
doing
all the
seasoning.
Right,
he does all the breading for the catfish.
Right.
Those muffins he made, those biscuits.
Yeah, those are good too. He's a good baker.
Wow.
But I want to say we really believe in that whole, you know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, that people need to be safe, and we have that, right? There's no drinking, it's safe, there's no fights, there's no police calls. They have to have a safe environment. The next thing they have to have is nutrition and food. Then they can start working on decision making and other things. But we do that food right.
Oh my gosh! Okay, a couple texts there. Blackstone is the only locally owned 24-hour place. So maybe Denny's still is, you know, corporate
right,
type thing.
Right.
But they're corporately owned. Okay, so that's not the only 24-hour in Green right. Bay, but it's the only locally owned. That makes sense.
I didn't even know Denny's is Denny's still on Oneida?
Yeah,
that one.
Right.
Good. Two big regional boys basketball games tonight, hosted by Southwest and Bayport. Brian, what are the games? Can you tell us what the games are, Brian? You know what I remember one time I was in Denny's, excuse me, and All-Star Wrestling was in town, and Vince McMahon was in there with two of his wrestlers. Yeah.
That's cool.
I said hello to him and everything. Yeah. He was cool. But it's just funny, you know, just like you and I, it was fun. You know what I thought was the most fun about the wrestling thing we did last week? I mean, it's fun being on the thing and, you know, announcing and everything. But backstage, watching these guys get ready and kind of practice some of their moves and kind of, you know, talking about strategy and different things. I thought that was cool.
And they didn't have an attitude with us being back there.
They were awesome.
Sometimes it's like, you know, because it's pretty
they
obvious.
Us to eat. They
right.
had a big buffet.
Pretty obvious we're not wrestling.
Wrestlers.
And they were super nice to us.
Super nice.
Yeah, I thought that was
everyone.
That was a lot of fun.
That is a good bunch of people. I mean, you want to talk about different organizations, that local pro wrestling is actually a really great group of people.
And like I said to you, I was surprised how many kids were there.
Yeah.
It just wasn't, that was like a family event and 300 people. It was sold out. It was great.
Okay, okay. Take a look at this. Funny, Meyer signs with the Jets for 3.5.
Oh, the Jets.
He did sign with the Jets. 3.5 million. Packers signed Banks from San Francisco, 4 years, $77 million. Yeah, is that say? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Tonight, Kakana versus Kimberly at Bayport. Kakana has one of the best players in the state. This kid is special. He's going to be going to Green Bay. And if you get a chance to watch that one, folks. And then, okay, Bondwell against Southern Door at Southwest. Bondwell has, correct me if I'm wrong on this, Brian, or who's sending this in, but doesn't Bondwell have one of the leading scorers in the state? And Southern Door has one of the all-time leading scorers in the state.
Wow.
So in those two games tonight, three of the best scorers in the state of Wisconsin.
Wow.
That's pretty amazing to be held right in this area. All right, we got a big show. We are coming your way from our WISS studios in downtown Oshkosh. We both got here. We beat Jim and I. We're both waiting outside for Lisa and Todd to
open the door.
Oh, look at her. Look at you through the window.
Place was dark. We're ringing the doorbell.
That was a dark look. Speaking of dark. Okay, we got to send her a quick break here. Things just got uncomfortable. Have some strudel, Lisa. I brought it for
lighten
you.
Lighten up. Have
back
some
after
strudel.
This. She's my
from Hobart to Bay Settlement, 97.9 WGBW.
Hey, the draft is quickly approaching, and if you're looking to host a memorable party in a historic downtown venue, Heights Pub and Parlor in downtown Green Bay is your place. A full range of private event packages to accommodate your draft needs. It will be a phenomenal experience for you and your guests. Each package can be customized to match your specific vision, where the dedicated staff will bring it to life. Whether you're a corporation, business, team, agency, or just looking for a private event space, look no further than Heights Pub and Parlor. For more information, email Brian with a Y at heightsgb.com.
Warning, if you're thinking about surgery to fix your chronic joint pain, stop, because surgery can be risky, painful, and come with a lengthy recovery time. But there is an alternative, a groundbreaking therapy that revitalizes damaged tissue with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. QC Kinetics has successfully treated tens of thousands of patients, freeing them from pain in their knees, shoulders, hips, and other joints. Before you resort to invasive surgery, find out if you're a candidate for this advanced regenerative therapy by calling 920-520-2331. Don't let chronic pain dictate your life any longer, and don't risk surgery. Learn more about the joint pain therapy endorsed by professional athletes and available now to the public, but only for qualified candidates. To find out if you're eligible, request a free consultation from QC Kinetics. You owe it to yourself to learn more about this surgery-free alternative with no drugs and no downtime. Call QC Kinetics today, 920-520-2331, 920-520-2331.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor coming your way from WISS in our Oshkosh studios in beautiful downtown Oshkosh. I will say this. I know it's pretty dark out there now, but one of the my favorite things, literally driving here. I know we've talked about this ad nauseum, but I love the really, really old buildings that are still being used in downtown Oshkosh.
That's right. Oh, yeah. The Grand, especially downtown.
Oh,
they've really
outstanding.
Spent a lot of money to preserve those.
Yeah, I mean, I know great. That when they shot the movie down here, Public Enemy, you know, they used some shots of different things.
Yeah.
But there are so many, you know, just in my mind, I'm thinking you could do a scene right here, right across the street here with these buildings.
And we talked to that guy right above us. With those condos.
Oh, those condos. I want to see those.
Yeah, me too.
Supposed to be really cool. Mm-hmm. Aaron was telling us about that. We got a big show for you, Dr. Ryan Ames Insight Eye Care coming in. Hopefully, he'll take my $1.25 glasses and smash them and find me a way to get something better.
I was kind of upset with myself because I was going to bring in your
bling. You should be upset with yourself on a regular basis.
I wanted to bring in your bling glasses, and I totally forgot to do that, Jim. I totally forgot to bring in the little
That's the only
glasses.
Pair of glasses I've never lost.
He's going to tell you to spend a little bit more money on eyewear. I think. I don't know. He's the doctor.
Yeah, the Dollar Tree probably isn't.
No.
Like I said, they're up to $1.25.
That's true.
Okay, you know what I bought at the Dollar Tree yesterday?
I hope not food.
Sardines in tomato sauce. Doesn't that sound good?
Do you ever look at the expiration date?
No. No, I didn't think so. Sardines in tomato sauce.
Those things never expire.
I loaded up with that.
That's true.
Yeah. Nate Olson, Olson Legal Group, great friends of ours, going to be joining us. Rob and Tavia Huffsenberger.
So it is Tavia.
Did we say it wrong?
We did.
Okay.
We got that right now. It's Tavia.
It's Tavia.
Looking forward to them. Old Station 31 out in Dale. Great location. And they're going to talk about some of the stuff they create. And, of course, they're part of our top craft pick with Mino and the Mayor.
Love it. Kelly Northley, Fondy famous and Oshkosh famous.
So another content creator. You know, we had people on talking about what's going on. Wonderfully Wisconsin, all that kind of stuff. These guys really focus in on Fond du Lac. And now they're going to focus in on Oshkosh. So we're going to have them come in and have them tell us a little bit about some of the great stuff they've found.
Wow.
Fantastic. Then we got Pat Tracy coming in from Discover Oshkosh. He's always a treat.
Love him.
Absolutely. I also wanted to let you know that Nate Olson, right? His place is in the old fire station.
I'd love
right?
to see it.
He is ready for you to stop down there after the show.
I'll do it today.
Yeah.
Well, that's what he'll fantastic.
You got time, you and Peter will go down there and you can check
absolutely.
It out.
Absolutely.
All right.
Beautiful. Now, this is always fun being down here in Oshkosh. We always have great guests, have a lot of fun with it. You know,
One of the things that we're talking about, we did that little video thing, just kind of kicking it around with that great group.
Yeah.
Great production Respect. Company. Respect in downtown Green Bay. Well, on Walnut Street in Green Bay. Phenomenal people to work with. I don't know what you're looking to do as far as, you know, like I said, instructional videos for your business or whatever, whatever, whatever. But boy, they do quality work.
And that guy we had in here, too.
Yeah. He's awesome. He was great, too. That was the last time we were here.
Alex from Mirrorless Productions.
You know, I had my own production company.
So I'm going to guess what that was kind of like. Yeah, a lot of cassette tapes, right?
I think he said it all when it was past tense.
Mino Productions.
Right.
I had two of them. One was Primetime Productions, and the other was Mino Productions.
I like Primetime Productions.
I know. Yeah. It was Brian Noble and I.
Name was good.
And that's where he did that TV show. Remember I showed you the thing with Ted Nugent and Tony Mandarich and myself and everything?
How did that go over?
Actually, the TV show was really great. It was an outdoor TV show called Hitting the Outdoors. And I shot it, I produced it, did the whole thing. We did, I think, about 10 episodes. And we had Jake Leinenkugel was one of our big sponsors. It was just tough, though, because Brian was going through contract negotiations, and was he going to stay? And then he got hurt. And it's tough when you try to bank totally on something like that, and it's out of your control.
But like an A.J. Dillon thing, right? And we like thought we had that great relationship with him at the Children's Museum. I'm sure he's still going to be involved in that, but you know, it's just an anchor that you want to tie yourself to. And you know, that happens. Exactly. That industry.
But I loved it. I'm going to be honest with you. That was one of the most favorite things I've ever done is doing that outdoor show. I loved it.
I got a TV question for you. Last night, you know, I watched the debate. And then I was done. And Donna was watching a different show. She watches Survivor.
Really?
So I went down there. She does.
I'm kind of surprised by that.
So I went down there and she's watching it. And I'm like, this is so scripted. And she said, no. You guys, that's scripted, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Those.
Well, I know. Let me just say
there's a little tension between people, and they say the right thing at the right time to kind of build on it. I'm like, no, this is all scripted. She goes, no, it's not. I'm going to find out tomorrow.
Do you remember the first season of Survivor?
No, I didn't watch. I never watched it.
Okay, but let's just say, but it was, we did a huge thing at, remember Coach's Corner downtown?
Oh, yeah.
The bar?
Yeah.
We did a huge reveal party, whatever you want to call it, back then, when it was back in the IXX days.
I tore that down, too.
I know you did.
Thanks, Mayor.
They had the best bargain. You could pay, like, $20.
Yeah,
you get a hoodie, and you get, like, beers for, like, $2 for 6 months. And pizza. Free pizza.
Well, we got to get away.
They cut it up in those little squares.
Got to get rid of that, because that's a good thing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Paid everything but his taxes.
But anyway, we had one of the guys on. He was a local guy. Good-looking guy. He was a blonde guy. He was down to the end. He didn't make it.
On Survivor from Green Bay?
Yeah. So that's why we did the big party with him. But anyway, we kept asking him somebody help me out. Who is the local guy in the very first Survivor?
You know what? Now that you say that.
It's
no,
when that
I know.
One guy that got real famous. The bald guy who won it, who was always naked. Richard somebody.
Yeah, Richard somebody.
And then that Hasselback that parlayed that, whose husband was an NFL quarterback and played for the Packers.
Right.
Her brother. Yeah. Well, she was married to his brother, Tim, who also played in the NFL for a lot of years.
Oh.
But anyway, we kept asking him the questions you just said.
Joel Klug. Yeah.
And he was, can't say.
Okay.
They had like those non-disclosure things super tight.
For the advertising they have, and they have some great advertisers on that show, I just think they really keep you engaged.
Oh,
that's a pretty good show. And she just thinks it's happened. I'm like, no.
Listen, if you're in a situation like that, if you're chosen to be on Survivor, they want you to be over the top, dramatic, crazy, right?
You know the show.
Yeah.
By that point. You know what I mean? If you're going to be on.
I even got into it for a little while, but then it was, you know, too many commercials. I left. No, I'm just kidding.
Those damn sponsors.
No, we love them. We love them. But it was on for 2 hours or 90 minutes or something.
Oh, it was a final thing?
Yeah, I don't know. It was really, really good. And I just don't think that stuff just happens. I think that takes
work.
No,
there's some massaging that goes on with the producers. Yeah.
That's about the best he could say is there were themes.
If I knew that she was into it, we could have had her on weekly to do like Donna's recap or something, right?
Oh, that would have been awesome.
Well, the other thing, if you want to do recaps of anything, it's The Bachelor. Oh, my God. There was a Bachelor guy from Green Bay.
Wait a minute.
Remember him?
Can I just ask you something? Hmm. What's it like being married to a single 23-year-old woman who has wine delivered to watch her shows?
Yeah, I don't.
All right, we got to set her quick break. We are in Oshkosh, WISS. We love being down here in downtown Oshkosh. We got a great lineup for you. Next coming up, Dr. Ryan Ames. He's going to try to find out why my eyesight is going I'm just telling you, it's going. Nate Olson helped me out with some of my legal problems. Robin Tavia, Hopsenberger, Old Station 31, Mine when the Mayor's top craft pick, Kelly Northley, Fondy Famous, Oshkosh Famous, and Pat Tracy Discover Oshkosh. And once again, Vintage Rose. I brought in some stuff. What is it, apple cinnamon strudel?
Strudel.
97.9 WGBW and WGBW.FM. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Well, one complex that Wisconsin farmers and all of us are going to have to be paying attention to this summer, energy prices. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Tariffs are in play when it comes to the cost of our energies, both at the pumps and for things like the energy we'll need to run air conditioning this year. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend, says it is going to be a fluid situation.
Yeah, that one right now is really, we've seen that heavy selling pressure in the crude oil market. And that was maybe tied a little bit more to, do we ease some sanctions against Russia if we get the Ukraine-Russian war maybe situated? Plus also OPEC stepped up, said they might be raising production in April. So that's really sent energy prices to on the tumble. So we'll have to really see how that kind of plays out in terms of the supply-demand side of it, especially as we move towards warmer driving weather as we get later in the spring. But at least right now, maybe we see a little bit of a break at the pump, just given the weakness that we've seen in that energy sector overall, just because of the amount of supply that we're producing, as well as what could be happening on the global scale.
Energy, just another area we'll need to keep an eye on as the tariff conversations continue. That's John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. Well, as we get started on a Thursday morning, so far this morning, Dow Jones Industrial Average is down. Commodities are up. Numbers are next.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Yesterday, barrel cheese gained another 2.5 cents to 167. 40-pound block cheese up 5.5 at 172.5. Double A butter, penny stronger at 234. This morning, the April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is up 23 cents at 1805. The December new crop corn, penny stronger at 450. November new crop beans are up 6.5, 1013. July new crop wheat's up a nickel right now at 574 a bushel. Just a quick market snapshot going into a Thursday trade session. I'm PM Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We are tracking a storm system that could bring showers, even a few thunder showers, late tomorrow into tomorrow night. Rain and eventually some rain changing to snow by Sunday. It's going to be windy too. But for now, sunshine today, 58 tomorrow. We'll get to the mid-60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
It may be margarita night for you gals, but the guys are getting dudes and tacos. Dudes and Tacos is an initiative of Foundation's Health and Wholeness to help reduce men's suicide and give men the resources they need to improve their mental well-being. And this month, they're going to be at the Mad Apple Burger and Billiard Company on March 18th at 5:30 p.m., where you can play some pool, listen to their special guest speaker, and discuss communication and relationships. It's a free event with free tacos. So don't dawdle, head to WGBW.FM and click events to learn more.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
What do you think about Donald Trump firing 80,000 employees of the VA? Steve from Madison, also a veteran. I'm hearing from one of our conservative texters saying it's okay because it saves money.
How does it save money if it kills people? I mean, how many suicides are there amongst veterans? How many of our seniors need health care? I mean, you take away money from us and it kills us. That's what it does.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Selvia.
Producer Jess P.S. here. Next time, Dom's back with Earl Ingram as co-host to discuss the ever-expanding campaign for Supreme Court of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Dom Selvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. 40-year-old Joshua Denault, who faced 16 charges of sexual exploitation and child enticement, entered a no-contest plea in Brown County Court this week. The former Green Bay tennis coach is accused of taking several upskirt photographs of girls he was coaching. Judge Thomas Walsh found him guilty of the 6 felony child sex offenses he was charged with. Denault is out on bond, but will be sentenced on May 20th. If Wisconsin legislators and Governor Tony Evers do not come together to pass a new biennial budget by July 1st, the Green Bay Area Public Schools will see a $10 million to $12 million budget shortfall for the 2025-26 school year. Superintendent Vicki Bayer.
We are not the only district in the state of Wisconsin, 420 of us, that are facing a deficit, and many of them are depending on referendum to be able to keep their doors open.
District leaders are recommending freezing base wage negotiations, freezing wage increases for certain milestones, closing the virtual school, and transferring some insurance costs to employees to make up for the shortfall. Last night, police were called to Little Lake Butamore, south of the 9th Street boat landing in Menasha, to a report of a man yelling in the lake. Officers tried to reach the 67-year-old man with a throwable floating life disc, but they were not successful. An officer went into the lake to bring the man to shore. He was taken to the hospital, where he died. No other details have been released. Police from 4 additional law enforcement agencies helped the Menasha police find and arrest a person who was seen carrying a rifle near Menasha High School Wednesday afternoon. The high school was placed on lockdown, and the suspect was found quickly. Names have not been released. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Coming your way at 97.9 FM WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS. And of course, the Civic Media app worldwide and 1115.90 AM.
Ding, ding, ding. Nice job. Yeah.
Thank you. Forecast today, mostly sunny, high of 40. It's 31 in Green Bay, 32 in Appleton, 38 in Oshkosh. Today is no smoking day. Every day should be a no smoking day. Todd.
Jim.
No.
All you guys.
No. That was years ago.
Nah.
Doc, I'm older than you. We could smoke.
Dr. Ryan Ames in the house from Insight Eye Care.
We're going to get to the eyes, but first the lungs. We could smoke. Doc, when I was
okay,
in school.
Okay, this is something my mom would do. It could be somebody. It could be a professor of geography from school, but he's got the term doctor. So I've got corns on my feet that I just cannot.
That's like 3 feet away from what I know about. I got nothing. Yeah.
But when they would have the term doctor, it was all, you know, no.
Everything.
Medical questions.
Oh, of course.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. It's also Good Samaritan Day, which should also be every day. Popcorn Lover's Day. Who would ever say I don't love popcorn? I mean, does anybody not love popcorn? You?
I don't love it. I don't get it when I go to the movie theater. No.
You're that weird guy.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm the guy.
I could eat it all day long.
Me too.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's better for you than people think, too.
The Whirly Pop? Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Okay. Today's Kidney Day. Why does kidney have a day?
Well, because of kidney health, right?
Okay. All right. I'm going to start working on that. Yeah. Doctor?
The organ or the bean?
I believe it is the organ.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, Conrad, could we have the bell when somebody comes out with a line like
that's
that?
A good one.
Is that too much to ask, Conrad?
I'm not thinking that, bro.
Today is Canine Veterans Day. We'll talk with Nate Olson from Olson Legal Group when he comes in. Being in Iraq, I bet he dealt with the canine, because they use those big time in Iraq as well. You know, in our honor, you should. You know what we should do for that?
What?
We should post when I did that thing for the Green Bay police and that dog attacked me.
I'll find it. I think there might be some vulgarities in that.
It's on YouTube.
We might have to change that. It's a
true story. So I did a fundraiser for them, and they had one of their dogs. I'm like, oh, well, you know, it's all under control. And they had me in the big rubber suit. Well, I see this dog, and he's, like, twitching. He's like, I'm like, what's and he's, like, looking at me with this weird thing. And he hit me so hard, smashed my head against the thing. They called.
That explains a lot.
I know, right?
Yeah. Ding, ding, ding.
The police officers were so concerned, they called the chief of police, and they said, well, it's John Minor. He goes, ah, don't worry about that. Right. But the thing is, they said, because I was different, you know, normally they have people that the dog's sort of familiar with, and sure. He doesn't perceive a real threat, but I was different, so it's like fresh meat. Plus, they had a wine and cheese and sausage buffet there that night. So I think I was...
You weren't supposed to roll in it, though.
No, right? I was right. Dana Delaney today is 69 years old. Loved her from China Beach. Remember China Beach? Yeah. Great show. Neil Sedaka, one of your favorites, 86.
I like that stuff.
He's no Bobby Vinton, but
or Julie Andrews,
or Julie Andrews,
or my favorite of all favorites,
Liberace.
Yeah. Liberace.
Welcome to our world, Doctor. Yeah. Yes. So, Doctor Ryan Ames, Insight Eye Care.
You are the eye expert.
Correct.
Tell me today how people are doing. Are eyes getting worse? Are they getting better? You know what I mean? Because they talk a lot about diets. We just had a lady on here talking about diabetes, and
yeah, it's huge.
You know, they. People are very concerned about what we're consuming in food and in the environment and what are we doing with eyes?
Well, yeah, there's a couple different things going on. So, yeah, diabetes is obviously huge.
Yeah. We had with a lady on from the Blind Association the other day, and she wasn't like poor, pitiful me. She's like, now she's an advocate. I screwed up.
Yeah.
I didn't take good enough care of myself, even though the doctors told me to,
right.
And I kind of didn't, and she lost her sight.
Yeah, yeah. Diabetic retinopathy is the leading
cause. That's exactly what she said she had.
Yeah, it's the leading cause of preventable blindness in the U.S.
Yeah.
You know, and it's one of those, it's preventable blindness. Yeah. It's not macular degeneration where it's just luck of the draw.
And what are people thinking? I can grow another pair of eyes? Once it's over,
and
it's
over. Is that from diet?
Diet, managing blood sugar levels, hemoglobin A1C level, all that stuff. And it's, at a certain point, it is reversible. If we start seeing early changes and you get things under control, we can, you know, things can heal. But once you get too much damage, well, now you got scarring. And once a sensory organ has scarring, you're
and you test for that when we go in and you put those machines that puff in the eye. Is that the one that
no the air puff, the non-contact tenometer, NCT. NCT, it's a glaucoma test.
That's
testing eye pressure. So it's a screening tool for glaucoma. We could talk for hours about glaucoma, but that's what that's screening for.
How do you detect early diabetes or something? Is it the color?
Diabetic retinopathy and diabetic changes, that's when we look inside the eye. So when we either do wide field imaging, so like big, like really cool fancy photos, or a dilated eye exam. Dilated eye exam, still the gold standard. So put the drop in, make you uncomfortable for a couple hours.
When you walk out, your eyes are like, it's like, what are you on?
Yeah, we don't do it because we get paid extra for it. Yeah, it's just something.
I will say one thing. Don't lie to your eye doctor if they say, do you have somebody that's going to drive you?
Right.
Because I said, oh, yeah, and I didn't.
Right.
And so then they wear those big dark glasses, and you get outside. And
need
the closest thing I can think about that, I remember one time when I was working with welders one day, and I didn't have the glasses on, and the guy started doing it. And I was just like, what I mean? Yeah. When that sun hit me, leaving that office, wow, you can't do it. It's terrible.
My favorite story is my dad, he's a retired optometrist now, and that's how I got into it. But when he was still practicing on a Friday afternoon, he needed an eye exam, so we dilated him, did the exam. He left. A couple hours later, we go to his house to have family dinner Friday night, and he has he's like a little bleeding from his top of his head, his eyebrow. He's got a scratch on his nose. I'm like, what the heck just happened to you? I just saw you a couple hours ago. Well, he was walking around in the yard after being dilated without glasses on. He walked into a tree.
Oh, yeah. That's what I mean. Wow. Yeah. That's a serious thing trying to see after those drops.
Yeah, some people are more sensitive than others, but where are the sunglasses?
Oh, man.
But eyes, again, you only have two, and they don't grow up. And I don't know why somebody would say, well, I'm not going to listen to the doctor. I mean, that's some serious, serious stuff.
It is. Yeah.
But how often, right? It's every year, like we get a physical every year, eye exam every year.
Yeah, we recommend yearly eye exams. As you get older, you know, once you're over 50, 60, well, now you need to be more diligent yearly, definitely. When you're a little younger, maybe every other year if everything's going well. But yearly is good. I always tell patients the reason you know that a yearly eye exam is good is insurance companies typically pay for it.
Right. They're not in the business to pay for anything they don't get. They don't have a return on investment on the fact that they pay for a yearly eye exam. They know that if you get a yearly eye exam, it's going to save us money because we detect stuff early
down the road.
And it can get so expensive later on. And we don't spend enough on preventive things here. We just don't. We spend, I think, what, 2 cents out of every dollar, right. 1 cent and 99, 98 on the other side. We were talking when you first got here. Glasses, which I don't know, right. What percent of people were, it's got to be close to half, right?
Yeah, and as we get older, you know, once you're over 40, everyone starts needing reading glasses. You know, 40, 45, that kind of hits everyone like a ton of bricks.
So glasses. Let's say you're married to someone who spends a lot of money on glasses.
They're my favorite.
And then you work.
I like them.
Do you have a number?
And then you work with a guy that spends.
There's nothing sexier than what you just said.
that spends $1.25.
Right.
Are those glasses the same if they say they are?
Typically not. Huge disparities in the cost of glasses. You know, and we know that. Yeah, it's all over the place.
Well, like I said, though, mine have gone up. Yeah, David, it used to be a buck, another buck 25.
Yeah, $1.25. Yeah, watch out, Mino. Good thing you got that radio money.
He's saving up.
It's a really good thing.
So with the lenses, the lenses are what we care about. You know, the frames are cool because you can get the designer frames and everything, but the lenses, because we want to make you see. The lens quality is variable. There are some really good ones. There's some really crummy ones. On the extremes is if you had like a really high-end magnifying glass or a microscope, you can see things great. You have a crummy magnifying glass from the kids' insect kit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. They're both a 2X magnifying glass, but you hold them up, you're like, oh, this one's better,
right?
Like the optical quality, there is a difference.
Although those ones, when you're a kid, and those things, you could still start a fire with.
You could still kill the ants.
Yep.
Yeah.
They did what they needed to do.
But I completely agree. The disparity is, it's hard to justify because it's not like it's twice as expensive, right? I gotta ask you something.
I told both these guys this. I really wanted to talk to you about this. I feel like my eyesight, my reading. I don't need anything from distance or anything. It's just reading, okay. Yeah. But I feel like it's really dropped over like the last year and a half.
Right.
And I'm wondering if it's because I buy these piece of crap cheap glasses.
As much as I'd love to say that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, no.
No. Okay.
No. They're not damaging anything.
It's just an age thing then?
It's an age-related change. I usually tell patients.
Diet.
Yeah, diet. Totally diet.
But I never know. I don't know what power I am. So I'll buy like five pair. I'll buy like 150, 200, 250, 300, 350.
Right. Well, it depends on your working distance. The higher the strength, the shorter the working distance. So I have patients, you know, they need a 2X for their paperwork or a plus two rather. But then I say, hey, go get a 3 or a 350 for your tackle box when you need to tie a fly.
Oh.
Because now you can hold the thing, you know, a few inches from your face. You know, that you're not going to want to read a book there.
That's
but
awesome.
Taking a sliver out, hey, that's nice to have in the medicine box.
That is, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I remember my dad used to go fishing all the time, trout fishing. And he was fine reading, fine everything. But when you'd have to put that line through the little tiny hole in the hook, he needed something more.
Yeah, you need to bring it in closer.
That's a great point. Yeah.
Make it bigger. Right. So it's called proximal magnification.
And, cool. Okay. Tell me about the youth. There's these, sometimes you'll a bus will come to our city.
Sure.
And testing. Do eyes When do you know that you need glasses? Do they get progressively worse? I thought your eyes did something and then stayed at a level for years and years and then went down and stayed for level.
On average, right, people in their mid-20s start to stabilize, early mid-20s. That's why kind of the rule of thumb for like LASIK, for example, is like 21. That's kind of when I tell patients, like, you don't really want to think about it before that because you're still going to be moving. Early mid-20s, you start to level off. There's still always going to be little changes.
Okay.
You know, I will levels say off. One thing, though, it's in young people like that, they've got a lot more wearing eye gear playing sports.
Oh,
I've seen that a lot more. Yeah. Do you guys advocate that?
Oh, yeah. And the one I recommend the most is when you're doing like Nerf Wars. I have seen so many eye injuries from the Nerf guns.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And so people get smacked in the eye. It's always after Christmas, you know, and the aunt comes in and is like, it's my own fault. I gave my 5-year-old nephew this and he shot me in the eye.
Wow.
And it's been red for a few days and now she has traumatic iritis.
Wow. Is that going to affect her for the rest of her life?
No, because she saw me. She's going to be
good
fine.
Good point. Okay.
Right, yeah. So then we have to put them on steroids to knock that down. So those little darts, I looked it up and did the math on it once. They go like 45 miles an hour now.
Wow.
I mean,
Yeah,
that, okay, that, let's
those,
be honest.
Those hurt.
Let's be honest. Every person in this room, and I bet 90% of the people listening, had one kid in their school who got shot with a BB gun.
Oh, yeah, right.
In the eye, right? Yeah. Everybody had one of those kids.
Jim just looked at me like, what?
Not in the eye.
Yeah, oh, my God.
My pastor's kid shot me once. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah.
Well, yeah. See, a little more in a collection box, he lets you alone.
I'm just saying.
Look what a religion does for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Where'd that get you, Jim? We get set on a quick break. Dr. Ryan Ames, Insight Eye Care in Appleton and Oshkosh. This is really interesting stuff. Stick around.
Absolutely.
Outstanding. Have some strudel.
All right.
Back up this.
From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Hi friends, it's Kim from Vintage Rose Bakery and Sandwich Shop. We offer from scratch baked goods and specialty drinks, full breakfast and lunch menus with online ordering, dining area, and a drive-up, and catering. At Vintage Rose, we insist on using the freshest, highest quality ingredients, and our breads are made and baked right here daily in-house. We're easy to find, just off the Schering Road exit in West De Pere, and we're open Tuesday through Saturday from 6 a.m. until 2 p.m. Check us out at VintageRoseBakery.com. We sure would love to see you.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. Nevada Senate Bill 406 made it a felony to harass or intimidate election workers. In a federal appeals court March 7th, four right-wing activists claimed that the law is too vague and could allow them to be unfairly intimidated against participating in the election process. SB 406, signed by Republican Governor Joe Lombardo in May 2023, was unanimously passed in both houses of the legislature after threats to Nevada election workers following the 2020 and 2022 elections. Under the new law, individuals who intend to interfere with the conduct of an election or retaliate against election officials could face up to 4 years in prison. It also protects election workers from doxing, disseminating their personal information. The Reno Gazette Journal reports that the plaintiffs used a 2020 social media post by Attorney General Aaron Ford to demonstrate that the law was too vague and itself could be viewed as intimidation. Ford's post read in part, FYI, voter intimidation is illegal in Nevada. Believe me when I say it, you do it and you will be prosecuted, unquote. The case, dismissed in federal circuit court for lack of evidence, is backed by wealthy election denier and plaintiff Robert Beatles. Depending on the Ninth Circuit's decision, it could be challenged further in the U.S. Supreme Court. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mind on the Mayor coming your way at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 and 96.5 FM, WISS, which is where we are right now, downtown in beautiful Oshkosh with Dr. Ryan Ames, Insight Eye Care from Oshkosh and Appleton. Tell us where you guys are, if you don't mind, Doctor.
Here in Oshkosh, we're right on North Sawyer Street, kitty corner to Lewards High School.
Oh,
so right over by West High School, too. And then in Appleton, we're over on Chain Drive by the Old Valley Fair Mall.
Oh. Fantastic.
And you're... Your services are obviously eye tests, but then you have a retail area too?
Yeah, so we have our clinic side, so we do a lot of medical eye care, but then we have the optical. And that's what we were talking before about how eye care is this unique profession where we do the medical stuff, and I'm doing lid injections and ordering MRIs on one half of the building, and the other half we're selling Oakleys. Yeah.
I think it's cool, though. I mean, what you're doing, like, this is because every single person in the world at some point is going to have an eye issue.
Right.
You can't get away from that.
Yeah.
And Jim mentioned something earlier, though. Is there any way you can prolong, the effects of all of a sudden your eyes kind of going on you?
Yeah, not too much.
Not much. Is what it is.
It is what it is, especially like the need for bifocals. Yeah, like we were saying before, mid-early 40s, that hits all of us.
Can I just be honest? I don't want to make this about me, but yeah, sure. Let's make it about me.
But let's just start go ahead today. And do it, right?
I had those ones. I couldn't wear them. I tried.
Like a bifocal?
Yeah, if I'm walking, my eyes would be in the wrong, and I'd be almost like, Yeah. It takes some getting used to, doesn't it?
It takes a hot minute. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And the what I always tell patients is if you wait till you like need a reading power and then you get the bifocals, it's harder to get used to.
That's what I had. Right. That's exactly the way it was for me.
Yeah. So like if you so let's say you don't need anything for distance and you then need reading glasses, right? Taking the cheaters on and off, it's a pain.
Tell me it's
annoying, right? And they're never where you need them.
No, and you know what else, but, you know what else I can't stand is the fact that there's almost like a people look down upon you if you wear the, remember you used to have the chains where you could have the glasses hanging?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I would still do that on a daily basis, but you get ridiculed these days.
Right. Don't right? do that. Well, don't do that.
The advantage
Grandma
of like
Martha
a, the
over
no-line
here.
Bifocal.
That's why I lose my glasses.
Yeah. Well, yeah. The no-line bifocal, you can put it on your face, right? You know, it covers up some of the bags under your eyes. You know, it's kind of nice.
He's very observant.
Yeah. Where did that come from? He's like a far away across the bow tie. Yeah.
Well, not your. The generic your.
Not you. We have a backup noise, which would be playing right now if we had that. If we had that with us. Right, right, right. But you're saying every year people should come in. And insurances are pretty good about every year, too, you said.
Yeah, for the voluntary,
right?
Yes.
All right. And insurance, a lot of people have optical insurance, right? Because it's not that expensive.
Yeah. I guess the vision coverage is not that much. A lot of medical insurances actually cover routine coverage as well.
Exams, the medical side of
right?
it.
Right. And then if you have diabetes, you have cataracts, you have even dry eye, you know, allergies. You come in and say, hey, my eyes have been itching for the last few months. Well, now that's medical. So that goes under your major medical insurance.
Okay, I'm going to say the word glaucoma is a scary, scary word.
Sure.
Okay, because in our era, it's like, well, person's going blind, you know, and that's just what you assume. But pretty much guys our age, Jim and I, got a little touch of that, right? Isn't that just a natural thing?
No. Okay. Glaucoma, that's something we should be watching for. But no, it's not. Not everyone has that. Cataracts.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of cataracts. I'm thinking of cataracts.
Yeah, and everyone's going to get cataracts. Yep. Once you're over 50, you got the start of them.
Got it. Yep.
Yeah, so I always tell people if you don't have cataract surgery, you should be crabby because that means you died early. Yeah, so you want cataracts.
Do you do cataract surgery?
No, we do all the pre- and post-operative care.
Okay.
So patients come in, we diagnose it, determine, it's time for cataract surgery. Then we send you to one of the great surgeons in the area. We have a bunch of great cataract surgeons.
Those guys, I mean, that's a soup line. It's amazing how many they do in a day.
Yeah, they'll do 20, 30 of them a day.
What's the thing that was really popular years ago? Where you get, it only takes like 2 seconds.
LASIK?
Yeah. Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah. It's huge still.
Oh,
yeah.
It is? Okay.
It's not nearly as big as it was. There was this huge balloon because it came up and like everyone was getting
Everybody's getting it. Had to wait a long time to get in even.
Yeah. And then a lot of the LASIK-only clinics, a lot of them went out of business. Because
wasn't back in a big of a market.
Yeah, but there's still a ton of LASIK happening. It's just everyone who wanted it got it, right? Now it's just as people come of age.
I want to talk about your retail store and you said the name brands. I mean, you get these, you know, Ray brands and spend way too much money on that.
Yep.
What about those glasses that they change? Right, you're outside.
Transitions.
I couldn't get into
those. Are big when I was in high school with the girls. That was huge.
I don't like
not to get the girls.
Well, no. But when they'd be outside, they'd be one color. Then they'd come in from having their cigarette in high school. And they'd be a different
time, too.
But you knew what they were doing. What I'm saying is you knew they snuck outside to have the cigarettes because their glasses were a different color. They said they were going to the ladies' room or something, and they were outside in the alley. Right.
I mean, that's a personal choice, but I didn't like them. Is that popular?
It is. I believe it's something like 18% of the glasses in the U.S. are made. You know, so it's around 20%. So it's out of every 10. That's pretty, you know, it's still significant.
I'm going to put you to a test. Could you put these on and tell me what power they are?
Oh, God, no.
No? Okay.
I'm good. I'm not that good.
Oh God, no! Yeah. You know, normally doctors are being. Oh no, let me just take a.
I've learned a long time ago not to make stuff up.
Right,
but the transitions. Once people get them, it's probably like 8 or 9 out of 10 get them again. So once people have them, most people like them. Not everyone.
Tell me about contacts, and I'm sure you sell those as well.
Contacts, yeah.
Is that more or less? I tried them.
I could never do it. I would never be able to physically do it.
Yeah. Well, the contact lenses, I've been wearing them since fourth grade.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, really? So I've had them forever. The youngest person I ever fit was 2 years old. Right?
No way. Wow.
Unique case. Taught parents how to take them in and out. And then now she's doing it herself. She had an interesting eye condition that she needed to wear a contact lens.
Wow.
My dad always tries to beat me. He fit a 6-month-old once.
Wow.
Right? That's a nice family competition.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, this has gone by way, way, way too fast. Yeah. Our time is up. Can we get you on again sometime?
Oh, absolutely.
This is fascinating stuff. And we can interact with some of the people with questions, too, if you would mind.
Your website thing. You've done it all, which I really like about it. You know, people can go there. Everything from cataracts. Okay, where's your Can you get a website or something?
Yeah, WisconsinInsight.com, WIinsight.com.
Outstanding. Can you give me a sell off, Eric? Because I'll call you and tell you about some of the other problems.
I'll give you my partner.
Charge him. Outstanding. Thank you.
This smart guy.
I know. Dr. Ryan Ames, Insight Eye Care in Oshkosh and Appleton, thank you so much for being here. This is really fascinating. This is good stuff. Thanks very much. We got to set a quick break. When we come back, Nate Olson, Olson Legal Group, sponsor of our veteran segment.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Earl Ingram.
It's Thursday. We're excited to meet our pharmacist, Dr. Omar, at 8 a.m., followed by Mandela Barnes in the second hour to discuss the April elections, the Supreme Court, and the state superintendent.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A senior official at the Kremlin says the 30-day ceasefire proposed by the U.S. and accepted by Ukraine would help Ukraine by offering a break to its military. No official announcement on whether the proposal is being accepted by Russia. U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff is in Moscow today. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Canada today for a meeting with G7 leaders. Ukraine, military funding, and the impending trade war are all expected to be topics. Today marks 4 full weeks in the hospital for Pope Francis.
Pope Francis continues to undergo respiratory therapy during the day and at night at Rome's Gemelli Hospital. In its latest statement, the Vatican said a chest X-ray performed on Tuesday confirmed improvements in the pontiff's condition, which had been recorded by doctors over previous days.
ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge in Rome. Columbia University grad student Mahmoud Khalil will remain in detention in Louisiana until at least next week, while Trump administration tries to deport him. This is ABC News.